This morning they're going to start a series. It's not really a series, but it's going to take about probably 3 to 4 weeks to finish. And it's talking about simplicity and the simple person. And I don't usually start off with any gadgets or catches or anything like that. But this morning we're going to, as Brian sets it up, I'm going to play a song. You're going to think this guy is the biggest redneck I've ever seen. But people love this song, and if you like, they would call it classic rock. And if you like that kind of stuff, that's great. I mean, I know Mark listens to it, and I do too on KZ106, and we go back in the 70s, you know, and it's funny stuff. But this song, I've never seen an age yet that didn't love this song. And there's a message in this song that I want you to hear. And then we're going to talk for the next few weeks about the message in this song and how really it's really, once you study what the Scripture says about the simple man, it's not good. It's just not, it's not enough, especially when you grasp a hold of the message of what Christ did. And you can take it to dispensations before the grace of God, and you can take it to what the Apostle Paul says today, and it's definitely an issue and a problem in the assemblies today, especially what I see with people that grasp the grace message and say, well, that's enough. And this song fits perfect. Just listen to the lyrics and what the guy says. They're even going to show up on here. Hey, flip that light so they can see the words show up. Because it's amazing the message that it'll show. One thing before Brian starts. It fits perfectly with what Kevin said last week. Biblical illiteracy equals death when it comes to spiritual understanding. And that's exactly where the simple person begins right here. Listen to what the guy says, and he's been perfectly with what his mama wanted him to be. Just with some of the comments, he makes the comment about the man up above, and just listen to how simple this guy is, and how it's really a sad thing. But we'll play it, and then we'll go from there. And no, I'm not a redneck. We'll be right back. I think the message is pretty clear in that song. What he wants you to do is the goal that his mama wanted him to be, just a simple kind of man. And there's things in those in that song that really aren't bad things in some of it, but there's some things that are very just simplistic to the point that it's almost dangerous. And this morning I'm going to talk about a few things. I have no problem sitting on a porch and drinking a Diet Coke. I don't have a problem with that. You know, just relaxing, something simple. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe even, I may even kick the shoes off and believe it or not, I may even smoke a cigar. I'm not trying to relay a message that there's something wrong with relaxing or taking time to rest or enjoy something that you like. So don't take me wrong there. Sometimes there's nothing better than being off and even having nothing to do. Sometimes even on your day off, if it rains all day, instead of you filling it full of stuff to do, sometimes that's not a bad thing either. I'm not going against the grain of relaxing or resting or being with the family or something like that. Even when it comes to being hungry real quick, I don't have a bit of a problem with a microwave. I would hate to know if I didn't have a microwave in the house where I couldn't have a quick fix, right? That's a simple thing to us today, is we can fix things even simply, right? Although I have no problem with it towards comfort and convenience on being simple, the only person it betters, really, when it comes to knowledge and wisdom and truth, the only person it really betters was the one that thought of it or the one who started it. Those who did are not. Think about it. A microwave is not a simple machine that just anybody could have thought of to make it so everybody in the world could have, or everybody in the United States probably could have one, right? So the person behind it probably was not a simple man, was he? But he made it simple for us, right? I believe today one of the biggest issues within our spiritual condition is our desire, though, for simplicity. And I'm going to show you in the next few weeks about 20 verses that the Bible talks about simplicity and a simple man. Here's what our society has become to if we're not careful. We want somebody to teach us. We want the Scriptures put up on a screen. We want to be able to push a button to understand. We can back off so much so that it becomes so simple we can just listen to it by ourselves on a CD or a disc, because it's easier. I hear comments about churches today that as a whole and why they go to certain churches. You hear comments like, my kids like it better. Or the times for me to go are better. Or I don't have time any other time. Or it's the only chance I have to do this, why they don't come. Or there is more to do somewhere else. Or more people go there. You hear these comments when the issue becomes not about truth anymore or what's right. People today want things to be simple. There is nothing good in the Scriptures, whether it be the dispensation under the law or the dispensation of today, about being simple and it being good enough. In both dispensations, you'll see that it's clear to love simplicity brings about a downward spiral to your spiritual condition. For us to say, well, I know this message now, and it's enough for me, will bring to your spiritual condition of being having wisdom and knowledge, will bring it down. And I think that's a problem today, that people grasp a truth and they don't. A simple man, what, to give you an example, go to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 22. And notice the downward spiral that Solomon speaks of. In Proverbs 1:22, the Word of God says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity. And the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. That is an extremely strong verse. And there is a progression even here as a downward spiral. To be simple is not something that is a compliment when it comes to your spiritual condition. It's not going to help you at all in defending the gospel if you continue to be simple. If you continue to have the position of, well, that's what I believe, but. It's not enough as an assembly here this morning to just come in here on Sunday and hear somebody teach and do nothing, no application, and get nothing else out of it within yourself and not reading your Word. And that's clearly what Solomon's saying here in verse 22. He the question is, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? The person that is simple is the person that he doesn't want to hear any more, because if he hears more, you know what that happens to him? It makes him more responsible. Okay? It's the issue that if Grant mows the yard and he just mows it just to mow it to get it done, then he doesn't take pride or enjoy the fact that he mowed the yard and he did it in a way that it looks nice. And so if he just knows to start the mower and just tear down the yard, it's good enough. But if Dad comes along, he says, Grant, you know, if you do it this way and this way, not only may it be quicker, or if you mow it instead of every 3 weeks, if you mow it every Thursday, it becomes a person that doesn't want to do any better in mowing that yard will shut the ears off. Because once he knows that, what happens? He knows it becomes a responsibility for him to do more. Does that make sense? And the question arises, how long, ye simple ones, you who, know enough, are you going to love just the simplicity? It's not a pretty picture, because when one becomes to the point that they don't want to be responsible for anything else, the issue next is he becomes what is known as a scorner. Almost one that becomes a smart aleck towards things where people know more or towards learning more. He almost comes to the point where he will even make fun of the ones who are not simple any longer. And there's a progression. And it says here, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And then next it says, and scorners, look what happens. They become such a smart aleck that they even delight in the fact of those things that they're being smart alecks about. Of things that are important. Of things that bring a better responsibility. And that's what Solomon is sharing as he wrote this. He says, and the scorners delight in scorning, and what's next? And fools hate knowledge. Now I'm reminded in Scriptures that the fool will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So much so that he becomes simple to where he doesn't want to be responsible for anything else, so don't tell him. To the point he becomes a smart aleck, to where he almost delights in not knowing anything else. To the fact that he becomes a fool that has no knowledge, and it's just as good as death in being illiterate. Does that make sense, the progression there? So the word simple is not a good thing when it comes to a spiritual condition. It's a great thing when I'm off and I've got something to do as far as just being off. So I'm not putting... But it's the issue is we have wanted stuff simple for so long that we're missing wisdom and knowledge and truth that comes after simplicity when we grow. And so it's not enough that you know this truth. There is more that you need to understand for the message to get out. If you're not careful, you'll find yourself, even if you're saved, to come to the point that spiritually you're as good as dead if you just want to be simple and have simplicity. It can also be proven that one that is simple will have a hard time telling the difference even in dispensations. Would you not agree? If we remain simple, it even makes it hard to read our Word and understand it if we just want to just know what we know and no more. If the fact remains that I never wanted to understand anything else in the Scriptures, then today I would probably be entering into the same church I've always entered into and work with emotion and motivating and doing things like that. It's a sad picture today because that's exactly what goes on. Without this ability, without the ability of understanding dispensations, one cannot gain understanding, he cannot gain wisdom, and he cannot gain knowledge. So even as Solomon wrote, it's a beautiful picture in Proverbs of what we can understand, what goes on to the one who wants to remain just a simple person. In this song, that's exactly what the mom wanted him to do, just be a simple kind of man. And I can understand there's some good in that, but I can understand, did you notice what he said? And don't forget, there's someone up above. How simple is that? Is that enough? No. But the issue, do you see the simplicity in his knowledge? Even though he may believe because of what his mama said that there's someone up above, that doesn't make him a bit saved. But that's all he'll ever gain if he remains simple, right? So you see the picture that being simple and loving simplicity is not a positive thing. There are 20 verses that speaks about being simple in the Word of God. And none of them reference to the fact that it's either good enough or that it's even a good thing at all. And so that's what we're going to touch on these next few weeks. But before we do, let me get you to understand why simplicity is not enough for an assembly that wants to grow in truth and knowledge. My hope in all this is the fact that you don't take for granted that this is enough. Because over the past, I guess, 2 or 3 months, I've brought mention that it's not enough. You need to read your Word. You need to understand your Word. You need to constantly be repetitive in it to learn and to grow. For the sake of not only your wisdom and knowledge and understanding, it strengthens your faith, and it also gives you the opportunity to minister to others and to defend the gospel. Whether you like it or not, you are in a warfare being in this world. Like it or not, you are. 2 Timothy 2:15. Tell me if it's good enough to just be simple when you read this. 2 Timothy 2:15. First thing it says is what? Look, just take it easy. You know the message. No. 2 Timothy 2:15 straight out says, study to show thyself approved unto God. May I tell you, you cannot consider what we're doing this morning, what I'm saying this morning, you cannot consider that as studying. I'm sorry, you just can't. It's not good enough. And the Apostle Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Look, when we study and we know what we need to do, there is no reason for us to be ashamed when it comes to backing our faith and what we believe. And so, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, how is he not ashamed? Rightly dividing the word of truth. So that means if you can divide it in a right way, you can divide it in a wrong way. And if you're going to remain simple, and just take, for instance, of what a teacher tells you, or you just looking, the only time you see Scriptures is if they're on a board, let me tell you something. The issue is that's not a workman. And when it comes to the point of you defending what you believe, I promise you, unless you're just so simple and love simplicity, you will be embarrassed of the fact that you don't know enough and you become ashamed. Does that make sense? It's easily nothing worse in my life than to be able to not explain what another brother or sister asked me as a question. Not because I've never read it before innocently, but because I just enjoyed being simple. And it says, not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now we always stop there. But look what it continues to say. But shun profane and vain babblings. Well, how do you know If you remain simple in your understanding of the message of the gospel of grace, how do you understand what would be profane or vain babblings at all if you just depend on what the man says? If I just sat up here and told you what I think, and I never gave you Scripture, or all I did is play a song and say, well, this guy was saying, and I never shared Scripture of why I'm saying what I'm saying, that would be profane and meaningless, which is vain, babblings. Because the Scripture is the only way you gain wisdom and knowledge. Not by just other things that I say. My hope is to bring the example out. And let me tell you, if we as an assembly are just fine with the way it is, and we remain simple and love simplicity so we don't have to be responsible for anything else, it's kind of like a fifth grader not wanting to go to sixth grade because if he learns more, he's got to do different math. Or the one that goes from geometry. I hate geometry. It's the only class I ever did bad in besides in college, statistics. It was like a different language. But once you learn geometry, isn't it amazing? Didn't it make you mad because you knew what you had to take next? Geometry 2. And so you found yourself being responsible. It's the same way. In fact, it should be more important with our spiritual life. When we grasp this truth, there should be a drive that we want to be more responsible. Because when I grasp the truth that the issue is I trusted what Christ did for me and nothing that I did, it made me more hungry, which became more responsible. Does that make sense? Than what a man just told me to do. And that's what he's saying. If we don't gain anything else, let me tell you what, you're not going to be able to shun, okay, profane things or babblings. You're not going to be able to tell the difference. So it's important that you study, not just come and listen to Mark or listen to Paul or your youth pastor or somebody like that. It's not enough. I'm telling you, you stay simple if you don't get in your Word. So, you know, the reason I play that song is that is such a popular song from every age for some reason. And I find myself saying, you know, it's just got that redneck beat that I always, you know, but after I listened to it, I thought, wow, how sad. And that's the same way that people are today in their spiritual condition. The very way that that man is with what he's saying. And he goes on, he says, but shun profane and vain babblings, which you cannot do if you don't study. You'll just suck in right in whatever anybody says. For they will increase unto what? More ungodliness. There's the picture of the one who becomes scornful. And in verse 17 it says, and I'm going to read it all, but this is what really got me. What does it do? And their word will eat as doth a canker. The issue is, if you don't study yourself and you start listening to profane and vain babblings, okay, and you start sucking this in because you don't need, you just want to remain simple, you don't want to, you know, it's just, it's enough what I know. It's almost like when you listen to their word, it'll eat at you just like an ulcer eats up a stomach. Does that make sense? And so, is it enough that we just come here as an assembly and we meet on Sunday, or some of us come on Sunday and Wednesday? No, it's not. That's not enough. And I encourage this assembly here this morning to, you've got, even if it's, look, even if it's hard for you or not easy, you've got to do it. It is a responsibility that you have as a believer to be in your Word. Moms and dads, it's important while you have a chance to teach your kids this. Mamaws and papaws, had to do that. I'm sorry. As that child is young, don't remain simple and get this kid understanding so he understands his responsibilities as a believer in Christ today. If you don't, you know what happens? They grow up typically being good, having some morals, what we consider good. having morals, and they find themselves plopped down in a chair in another congregation that has a man behind the pulpit that doesn't even rightly divide the word himself, and so they grow up in an ignorance and being deceived by Satan using God's word. That's the problem today. Because we want everything simple. We've become lazy, in other words. Because the more we know, the more responsible we become. That should be a good thing. You know, it should be. The more we know, hey, we gain responsibility. It's amazing what money will do. Because the more you know in a job, you get the raise, and so you get more. So it's okay that way. But what about your spiritual condition in the wisdom and the knowledge that you gain? We got some men here. I was talking to Hank after service. We got some men here. And some of y'all, man, I'm telling you, they're so smart, they make my brain tired. But you know what? They study their word, is why. You know, I've got men here that I can call in a drop of a hat. And I appreciate the fact that they have not remained simple. It helps me. In the same way that I should be able to help you and you should be able to help others. But you can't do it remaining simple. There's a responsibility that you have as a believer understanding the dispensation of grace. Does that make sense?
I hope so. Now, an example.
I'm not anywhere where I wanted to go.
That's okay. An example. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want you to see a picture. And we're going to start in verse 1. And we're going to go just for a little bit. But I want you to see the picture of what's going on here and why Paul says what he said in chapter 2, verse 16 about shunning profane and vain babblings, and how they will increase unto more ungodliness. If you'll notice in verse 1 it says, chapter 3, verse 1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Do you see this picture in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22, where it says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicities and the scornful delight, the scorn's delighting in being scornful?" And what happens? The fool hates knowledge. And the Apostle Paul is given this picture that fits perfectly with Proverbs, even though it's a different time and a different dispensation. Because it is a truth that we can all take through either dispensations. It's a universal truth is what it is. And he says in verse 4, "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." Now you know what we see this? As I see this, I used to think those people that are out in the world and those people that are looking for the woman to take home and you know, thinking, you know what it is? Can I tell you what? The issue with the lovers of pleasures more than being lovers of God, it's those things that the church has filled themselves full, so people go, "Wow, that's cool. Or did you see that? How do you like her?" You know, where people go in the church and they say, "Hey, let me show you what we got in our church." They become more in love with what the church does to entertain them than they become in love with what the Word of God says and the love of God. Because they're simple. We got the videos. Hey, this Friday night we got, you know. Look, I don't have a bit of a problem getting a group together. And I don't have a problem with the church that has things. So don't take me wrong. But when those things become more important than the love of God, we are ignorant and we are deceived every time. And that's what Paul's saying. In these times, this is what's going to happen. He says, you better know that's how people are going to be led. And look what he goes on to say in verse 5. Look, "having a form of godliness." How many men behind the pulpit do you know that really, they speak more fluent than I do? They're probably more knowledgeable about different things in the world than I am. They probably can paint a picture better than me. And I'm not saying like I'm anybody, don't take me wrong. My point is there are some people that are behind the pulpit today that probably look a lot more godly than I do. I know y'all were freaking out today that I didn't have jeans on. Okay? Perfect example. There are a lot of people today in the $400 suits. Look, I don't have a problem with the suit. It's the issue that the man, typically in churches today, has a form of godliness to the fact he's really so simple that he's teaching you what man has taught him, to the fact that it's even profane and vain babblings that is creating an ulcer in your stomach because you haven't studied to know whether he's telling the truth or not. You know why? Because he probably grew up listening to man instead of the Word and not studying, and he's found out how to have a simple kind of life. And because of that, his spirituality is so simple, he's almost as a fool. And he doesn't see the truth himself. That's the picture today. And I'm telling you today, as a body of believers, and as an assembly, young people, you better be in your Word. Older people, you better be in your Word. It's not enough to just say, well, that's enough. How long are you going to love simplicity? You know, a lot of people don't like people talking deep. You know why? Because they don't want to be responsible for understanding what they're saying. And the issue is, you need to study. There's nothing wrong with getting deep. Especially if you can get deep and make that is deep simple for somebody to understand. I've always said, and I'm not a deep person, I know that. But I've always said if the everyday person can't walk in here and understand what I say, then I'm missing it. Because they need to understand it. But I also believe if I don't study myself, that I become simple myself. And that's what goes on. And he says, look here, real quick. Where was that? Having it, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women. You know what that word silly really goes back to? Simple. The word simple can be attributed to the word silly. Okay? It says, captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now notice the example he gives. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, those were Egyptian women, withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Paul goes all the way back to the point of Moses, that the silly, the simple people that don't want to be responsible for anything are the ones who become scornful and then they become fools. It's a sad thing for us to know the truth and to know our responsibility as a body of believers and to walk around as a simple person. You know what? We need to understand that it's not enough to be a simple kind of man. There's 20 verses in your Word that deal with simplicity. And next week, we're going to start touching on each verse about simplicity. My hope in it is that you'll understand it's not a good thing to be a simple kind of man. Unless it's your day off and you're talking about kicking back and drinking a Diet Coke, playing a game of Rummy. I don't have a problem with the issues of what we do on our day off. I have a problem with the issues of what our responsibility is as a body of believers and ignoring the Word until you show up on Sunday or on Wednesday. I have a huge problem with that. Because you'll start believing profane and vain babblings if you don't know your Word. How do you know I tell the truth if you don't study your Word? How do you know that everything I've said in the... If you've not picked up your word in the last 2 years, how in the world do you know what I'm sharing with you is the truth? You don't. You don't. And so it's important. And I hope you understand in me preaching this that you know it's not good enough to not be responsible or to go in succession the other way. Ever since Mark has written that up, I can raise this up. Ever since Mark has written this, it has stuck with me to the point to where that's why I grasped it.
And Kevin.
Kevin, why did I say... they're both men.
Thank you.
Biblical illiteracy is death to spiritual understanding. And if you can't defend the very thing that you're here for, man, that's loving simplicity. That's trusting in somebody else. That's trusting in somebody else instead of trusting in what you know because you've studied. Amen? It's just as important for young people to be in your work. Just as important.